This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I love that tune.
Yeah!
It's a good one. This girl, you're amazing. So, oh, yes. Oh my.
What?
I'm all messed
oh
up.
No, your background's not on point.
I can't have that. You guys can't see where I'm broadcasting.
We would have known you were in Vermont if you were there.
Yeah. Oh God, can't have you. Can't peek behind the screen. Hey everyone, thanks for listening this morning. It's a wonderful Tuesday, and
yes.
You know, we're here to help you through. You're here to help us through. We're all going to get through this together. Mm. Just another Tuesday, a little Groundhog Tuesday in the year. You know, I was thinking about it this morning. Oh, hi, Cam.
You want to say hi, Cam?
A year ago, we didn't even know about the coronavirus. It was barely a news story in early February. Hi, Cam. Cameron. No.
Not gonna get it. She doesn't have headphones. Oh, did you
She's
put the headphones on her?
I threw the PAs on. I'll be right back.
Yeah, you know, go do your thing. Daddy. It's daddy time. A year ago today, we were just starting to hear reports about this, like, oh, there's this thing. It probably won't be a problem. Whatever. And now a year later, here we are, week 48 of our stay-at-home lockdown. A lot of people are trying to get their lives back to as normal as possible. Lots of places in the country, they're like, what pandemic? But here, you know, we've made a major adjustment working from home. And, you know, as long as you have your little special box, you can broadcast from anywhere.
Mm-hmm. As long as you have your door locked.
Yep. As long as you have your door locked, your kid doesn't walk in on you. She's so cute, though. It's fun to see you guys as kids. I like it.
It is
I can
fun.
See how much bigger they've gotten over the last year since I've actually seen them in person.
Right.
Oh, all right. Hi, it's Tuesday. That's really what I was trying to say. It's 8:10 in the morning, and this Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Weeknd.
Oh.
Hey, The Weeknd, the guy with only two E's in his name instead of the three that you'd normally get in The Weeknd. 5:05, all this week, tune in to hear Jane. This is 5:05 p.m. Mm. Through Friday, you'll hear a code word at 5:05. You text it to 20357, and you'll have a chance to pick your ticket to see The Weeknd. This is a real-life concert. This isn't some virtual Zoom room. Winners will have the choice to pick their ticket for either of the two following shows. These are a little over a year away. The Weeknd at the Oakland Arena, March 8th, 2022. Or The Weeknd at the SAP Center on March 9th, 2022. People are already writing off 2021. But 2022 is when it's all coming back together.
Right.
Go to Radio
I think
Alice.
That a lot of people have had to cancel enough plans that they feel like the safe bet is to push for another year.
Don't
and I heard
have to
people
go through it again.
Early on say that. Like,
yeah.
This isn't coming back for 2 years, so we're not going to mess around with reschedules or canceling. Done.
Right.
So, I get it. It's a big deal to put a tour together.
Sure. The last thing you want to do is have to give people refunds or postponements. All right. Head to RadioAlice.com and you can get all the details on how you can see The Weeknd in like a year.
Or in 3 days.
Year in a few days, right. So why don't we all get our calendars out and see which date's going to work for you? You know, you're probably already booked a year in advance because we have had to push everything 2 years. So, you know, see if you can fit in the March 8th or the March 9th show for 2022. It's exciting. I can't wait for just the world to get back to normal.
You're not kidding.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace to Mary Wilson of the Supremes. She's one of the co-founders. She co-founded the Supremes as a 15-year-old in a Detroit housing project and stayed with the fabled band. They were hit makers. Mm-hmm. Motown Records trio until it dissolved in 1977. She died Monday night at her home in Vegas. She was 76 years old. She died suddenly, and they're not saying of what. 76 these days, that's not super old. It's, you know, yes, you're getting up there, but, you know, if you're in relatively good health, you could expect some more years. So they're saying it was actually kind of surprising. It was a sudden death. Obviously, because of COVID, there won't be an elaborate funeral or even an elaborate memorial. They're saying they want to do some kind of public memorial later this year, but the funeral will be private. And it was a shocking passing, and we don't have any other info than that yet. I don't know if and when we'll get that, but rest in peace, Mary Wilson of the Supremes.
As I was pulling music this morning for the Supremes, I was like, wow, there are so many hits that I know.
Yeah.
You crazy.
Know, man. You know all their songs.
That's Baby Love. Here's You Can't Hurry Love.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, you can't hurry love. Oh, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of
love. Here's Stop in the Name. One more.
Baby, 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 don't leave me.
Oh, please don't.
Whose voice is that?
It's Diana Ross. I think she was the lead singer.
She's butter, isn't she?
She really is. I don't know if Mary did lead vocals on. I'm not sure how that went. You know, the movie that Beyonce did, was that like a
Dreamgirls?
Yeah, was that like a sort of their take on the Supremes, or was it just something different?
Sure, I'll look it up.
All right. Anyway, rest in peace, Mary Wilson. They do. I mean, a zillion hits. I love this game where you come up with your your top three albums, and then someone, you say what they are, and then someone reminds you of another one. You go, oh, yeah, that one. Oh, no. It's not really that kind of game.
All right. I love these games. What are we doing?
It's not a game. It's
what do you want me to do?
It's just an exercise.
I'm ready.
It all is right. Based off the Supremes, though.
It was about the Supremes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were they Diana and Mary and...
No,
the other girl was?
They were called the Dynamites. Or
okay,
something.
So it was just like kind of based on what went down with the Supremes.
Yeah,
okay.
So it was just three women and kind of just shadowing what happened with the Supremes.
I see. Yeah, well, the whole thing was what Jennifer...
The Dreamettes, sorry.
Oh, the Dreamettes, okay. Yeah. And Beyonce, they want her to be the lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jennifer Hudson character.
What did you say the first time?
Dynamites.
The Dynamites. Not even close.
No.
Or the Dreamettes, whatever.
Sounds like it could be, though.
My bad.
Right?
It does. I took it immediately. I'm like, okay, that was the name.
I like to start with the first letter and guess the rest all the time. So
yeah.
I'm
well, that's the way to do it, you know? Take a look at a word. I don't have that one. It's the Dynamites.
The Dinosaurs, the Dynamites.
Right.
The Diamondbacks.
That was probably a name of a band back then, let's be honest.
Oh, absolutely, right? Find me a hit by the Dynamites.
I'll look right now.
So Dave Grohl just revealed his top three records. He was doing a bit on BBC Breakfast, which is, I guess, their morning show over there. And I love his picks. I think they're great. And I thought, oh, this is
All sorts of names because she has no... it's another language, but these are the Dynamites.
Oh, for crying out. I'm like, what? How does this relate to anything we're doing?
Well, okay. I assumed it was the Dynamite because they'd gone on their mission to get that. That's,
I thought it was Dave Grohl for a second.
Yeah, I was like, this is Dave Grohl's favorite album.
Yes, it can't be.
Highly unlikely.
Right. All right, who do you pick? Let's hear it.
Well, do you want to try and guess? I mean, it's impossible.
Well, as a drummer, he has to love... I'm going to guess he loves either The Who or Led Zeppelin. So one
of
those two.
Neither of those albums are in his top three.
Neither?
Neither one of them. They're well-known albums, all three of them. Like, he didn't go obscure, you know, drumming
god. Did he go old
punk, though?
Is Bad Brains on the list?
No.
No. All right, yeah. I don't know.
He actually said of this album that this particular album.
Oh, Rush! It's Rush.
It's not Rush. I thought the same thing. I thought the exact. I go, oh, I bet it's a Rush record. He actually says that basically, you as a drummer, you have to have this particular record on your. If you want to be a drummer, you're gonna want to get the AC/DC album Back in Black. That is rock and roll drumming 101. And Back in Black is a great album.
Oh, my God. It's one of the best of all times.
The other ones that he picked were... Oh, here we go. Just a song. That drum sound is so good. So good. Oh, just spankingly good. Still after all these years, that record is 41 years old.
Nicole, what do you think of that
song?
Which one? This one?
I'm curious. Yeah, Back in Black.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You like it?
Yeah. I feel like I grew up on this because of my dad.
Ah. Yeah. Nice. Your dad taught you well.
And Journey and Queen. So.
Ooh. Mm.
Yeah, I grew up with none of this stuff, and I actually do love this.
Oh, come on, Bryn.
I love it. I think it's great. I learned
you know how many keg parties I've had this blasting at, like, so loud, and you're just running around spilling beer everywhere having the time of your life.
I could imagine that. Yeah.
You could drop it on the first track and let it go.
Yeah.
It just so good.
And at some point, the whole party starts singing the whole damn album.
Of course they
because,
do.
Because, you know, that's what drunks do. They just sing loud.
Just get out of my face, because I'm back. Oh, so good. Well, I'm back!
It's crazy vocals there.
He left it all in the studio on this one. Never never quite got to this point again.
Oh, come on.
Rock and play! All right. I guess we don't have to play the whole track. Anyway, this was one of the records that Dave Grohl picked. And I agree. Everyone needs this as part of their rock and roll education. He also went with a Beatles album. He went with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And that is a great album. You almost can't lose. You can pick almost any Beatles album and find songs that are awesome on it. They're all great. So he went with that. He went with the Beatles, AC/DC.
I'm with him on this. I like the older Beatles. I mean, the newer Beatles more than their original.
Oh, the Love Me Do.
Yeah. I don't
know why I love you.
I get why that was important, but I'm not interested. I like the
later stuff, and they're a little more psychedelic.
And more creative, I think.
Yeah, for sure. So good. It's nice. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. So good. And isn't Strawberry Fields on this one? And Lucy in the Sky?
I don't see that on this.
No?
No. Nah, I don't see either. Oh, Lucy in the Sky, yes.
We are living. Is that on there?
What song was that, Vin?
Yellow Submarine.
Yellow Submarine.
I don't see that either.
Octopus's Garden?
No. Got a lot of albums, so, you know.
They do. Yellow and green, towering over your head. So good. All right, so I'm in full agreement with the Beatles and the AC/DC.
Uh-oh.
His third pick, I personally love this album. I never in a million years would have guessed that this was the one that he would go with. He says, I like to throw myself a little party now and then. I do like to dance. His third pick, the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. The Bee Gees. So good. It's great, though. It's so, so good.
The whole album's not great, but there are some all-time great songs on it. But, you know, there's like, what's the Yvonne Elliman song?
I don't know. What is it?
You tell me. You like the whole album.
If I Can't Have You.
Yeah, that one can go away. Yeah.
Oh, God, that's great.
What?
I don't want nobody, baby.
No.
Yeah. So good.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, I got my white flowy disco pants on. Heading down to Studio 54. Of time. If I turn away, am I strong? Oh, so good. How can you not love this? So good.
It's so easy to not love it, I mean. It's taking zero effort.
I don't want nobody, baby. Can't have you. No. Anyway, awesome picks from Dave Grohl. I thought we'd go. I almost am more interested to hear what Nicole's top three albums of all time are than anybody.
Well, Selena should be one of them, right?
Right,
Selena,
exactly.
Selena, yeah. I actually never heard of this last artist, so I was like,
the Bee Gees. Oh, well, this lady. I guess this is just on the soundtrack.
It's just one of the some great all time great songs on it, and then there's a couple fillers where you're like, "What?
No way, man! They were rocking out at Studio 54 doing the disco to it."
Ooh. Uh-huh. Trying to find the song list. Oh, here it is.
Staying Alive. How Deep Is Your Love? Night
I love
Fever.
How Deep Is Your
More
Love.
Than a Woman.
More Than a Woman.
I know that one.
A Fifth of Beethoven Can Get Out of Here.
Oh, that's on there? Oh, no wonder I love this so much. I love A Fifth of Beethoven. Yeah. Oh, play that one. This is so good.
It's going to be a no from me, Bob.
Now, I had that 45. I had to buy it again. I played it so many times. Is it Walter Murray? Who does that song?
Walter Murphy.
Yeah. I was
wow.
So close.
You had to flip it over.
You had to flip it over halfway through. Like, the whole song was like 7 minutes long, so you'd have to flip your little 45 over.
What does that mean? I'm just kidding.
You don't even know. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we had these little things, the inserts. You put it in the middle so you could put it on the spindle in the middle. And
sounds complicated.
It was really.
Record player?
Yeah. Well, listen, the 70s, that's all we had. We had 8 tracks. Nobody wanted those. Couldn't fast forward them. Couldn't skip tracks. Just
skip
to the next
program.
Yeah, it's just, you know. You probably don't even remember carts like we used to use in radio.
Nope. My dad knows all about that.
Yeah, they used to look like...
How does your dad know about that?
He used to run his college.
Then he does know about carts.
What?
Yeah.
You're living your dad's dream?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So cute.
Nick must be so proud.
Yeah,
he must be.
Yeah, he went to PCC.
And so you're sitting here doing mornings in San Francisco on your first shot, and he's like, that
was supposed
to be me.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool.
Nick on. Nick will have to come out. Once the world gets back to normal, we'll have Nick come out and give us his best shot.
What do you mean it's okay? He'd love it, I bet.
Yeah, he was.
Nicole wouldn't love it.
He was really excited when I got my mic arm and stuff. Because he helped me set it up.
Oh, has he started his own podcast yet?
No.
Oh, I bet any minute.
I have to talk
That's
to Sarah
so
about
funny.
That.
That's so funny.
Slappy Studios.
It's happening. We're up and coming.
Nicole's dad's show.
Yep. The show from the guy who wanted to.
Right.
Well, now he does like home improvement. I don't know.
Oh, he's sure. He's good at that. You guys did a whole addition to your house.
Yeah.
Plus, you know.
Now he's ripping up the front yard. I don't know why.
Oh, hold on. Jane's texting me.
Here we go.
Stand by, everyone. It's Jane. I saw the engineers throwing away a rack of cart machines about 10 years ago, and I asked if I could have one. So I still have a cart player on my desk at work.
Oh.
It's true. Thanks, Jane. They're totally antiques. I would love to have, I'd love to have an old reel-to-reel. Those things were enormous. You'd have to go in there and actually record things onto pancake tape. And oh, it wasn't that long ago.
Mm-hmm. I'd tell you to go throw a chair through her glass door, but you're nowhere near the studio either.
No.
You could steal hers. Near. I mean, she hasn't been there in a year.
If it's ever gone, Jane, you'll know who has it.
Well, Nicole can grab it. It's right there.
Oh, yeah, Nicole, throw a chair through
Just throw me to it.
We'll talk off the air. Never mind. Let's not do that here.
Yeah. Those can't be reinforced doors, can they?
No.
All right. Anyway, there's the Dave Grohl thing, which, oh, my God. You know what? I got to do this because these are the horrible original names of your favorite bands. I'm just going to do a couple. I don't have time for all of them. But do you know what Nirvana's name was when they first started playing gigs?
Nirvana's? No.
Pen cap chew. You ever chew on a pen cap?
Yeah.
That was the terrible
More
name
importantly,
for their band.
I've grabbed a pen that someone has chewed on and flinged it out of my hand like I was wet. Poisoned.
There's
right?
still like ewy.
Even the bite
spin
marks.
In there.
The whole thing's just gross.
Yeah. And that's all I have time for. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Fisherman who scores big. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.